Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. This is episode 450, and today we're kind of continuing in the series of my favorites. These happen to be my top two favorite aerosol tire shines. I know aerosol isn't for everyone, usually produces a higher shine. You go through a lot of product a lot faster and all those things, but again, I'm trying to go through each and every one of the products. And speaking of aerosol, someone who has a lot of aerosols and very, very good priced aerosol, especially when you get into interior products and interior shine products like that, is Renegade Products. They're the sponsor of this week's episode. If you go to renegadeproductsusa.com, you can see a whole host of their aerosol cans and aerosol products. Aerosols are great for really hard to reach areas, especially trim around the car, sometimes front grills, fender wells, and even can be on interiors of cars. So if you would prefer to see the video version, or if you're more into visuals and kind of want to see the results of the products talked about in this episode, you could head over to my YouTube channel. I make it super easy. You could just go to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. And if you'd prefer, I really try to make these episodes good for audio and good for video. So I hopefully I'm doing a good job at that. Maybe I'm not. But if you'd let me know, I'd greatly appreciate it. And with that, I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I'm Jimbo. Today, we're going to be talking about my favorite, my two favorite, but within the two, I really do have my number one favorite. And this is the aerosol tire shine category. So why would you be using an aerosol tire shine over something like a dilutable hyper dressing or more of a liquid tire shine? And there's a couple reasons. The first one would be you have knobbier tires or more of an off-road looking tire, and it's really hard to get into those nooks and crannies. An aerosol spray makes makes the ability for you to have a very nice even coverage. Another reason may be that you're hitting multiple areas at a time around your car, so not just the tires, but maybe you're hitting the inner, you know, fender walls. Maybe you're going to do the engine. Maybe you're going to do some plastics around the car as a maintenance spray. And then the third reason is maybe you just don't want a bunch of tools around. You just want one thing. You don't want to have a gallon and then a bottle to dilute that gallon into and then multiple brushes and all that. You just want a really simple way to get shiny, shiny tires. So these are the two that I use the most. And in fact, with the Coverall, I have a whole dedicated video that I'll link up above, but I'll start with the Meguiar's. This can is 15 ounces and it's going to cost you about $7.50 to about $10, depending on where you buy it. Mainly available through retail stores and auto parts stores. I looked on Amazon right before I recorded this and it's not on there, at least not on Prime and all that. So you can pick it up at your local AutoZone store. And this or auto parts rather, and this 15 ounce bottle delivers on some serious shine. That they were not lying when they said insane, they call it the insane tire coating. Actually, it gives an insane, probably the shiniest tire I've ever seen comes from this product right here. Now there is a downside to that. If you don't wipe the tire, it's going to fling all the way down the side of your car. And this product, that is the worst part about it, is it does fling like crazy. But if you want just an insane, to use their word, an insane tire shine, maybe you're doing a show car that's going to sit, or you're working at a dealership and it's a showroom floor model, or for whatever reason, you're going to take pictures of your car. For whatever reason, you want just the absolute highest shine on your tires possible. For $7.50, you could pick up this bottle and you're going to be pleasantly surprised and, you know, very satisfied with the result. I would highly suggest wiping the tire down. So you're going to spray it on, let it dwell and soak into the tire, and then wipe it down, knock it down in all areas of the car. If you choose to use either one of these, it's a good idea to kind of remove the excess. But I have noticed with the Meguiar's, even when you wipe it down, it does fling a little bit. But again, for a certain situation, if you want extreme shine, the Meguiar's insane tire coating, I guess they're calling it. Durability wise, not super great. But again, that's not why I chose that. It's for the shine. So, and this is my number one favorite. This is the Coverall tire. They also make a liquid, I call it a liquid. Yeah, liquid tire dressing. Superior Products does, but Coverall is extremely great. Not as shiny as the Maguires, but still offers an insane shine, if I could still use that word. Incredibly durable. So this is going to last you, I would say this is the California edition because that's where I live, but outside of California, they have other versions that aren't VOC compliant, I guess, or don't have the regulations that California has. So it actually lasts even longer. And this can is also going to set you back about $10 if you pick it up at Auto Parts. If you go on Amazon, it's going to set you back $20. So I obviously don't recommend doing that. But there's plenty of retailers that you can find it from. AutoZone sometimes has it behind the counter. But again, readily available at your local auto parts store. I've noticed that even if you don't wipe down the coverall, it doesn't fling hardly at all. It still is recommended to knock it down, but really doesn't fling down the side of your car either. Even talks about how you could use this on the inside of your car. If you're going to use either one of these on the inside of your car, definitely recommend spraying it into a towel first and then applying it, not spraying directly. You're just going to make a total mess. So the coverall, good on tires, great on tires, super durable, more durable than the Meguiar's. Last, in my experience, about 2 to 3 weeks before I want to reapply. Also works on little plastic vents around the car, engine bays, also in fender wells, window crowls, kind of all over the place, and on insides. I wouldn't put it on leather seats. It's going to make it super slippery, but on rubber mats or all weather mats, it would also work very well. Again, you just want to make sure after you spray it on, let it dwell, that you're going to knock it down or wipe it and remove the excess so that it doesn't fling, it's not as slippery, and all that stuff. But if you're looking for an aerosol tire shine, an easy to use way to shine tires, shine trim around your car, shine up your engine bay, you really can't go wrong with either one of these products right here. Of course, I'll link both of them in the show notes below so you can find those. Again, the best way to find them is at your local auto parts store. But if you choose to buy them on Amazon, I'll link them up there. But those are my top two aerosol tire shines. And I try not to have a number one, number two, but if I'm going number one, it's going to be the Superior Products coverall. Number two is going to be the Meguiar's, just simply for that fact that the Meguiar's does fling a little bit. But again, if you're looking for incredible shine, go with the Meguiar's. Coverall has great shine. Last longer than the Meguiar's, but isn't insanely shiny. It's just very, very shiny. So hope you guys enjoyed that video. Let me know in the comments below what your favorite aerosol tire shine is. And if you're enjoying these kind of videos, a series of videos where I pick my top products, plenty more. I'm definitely going to do a video with my favorite liquid tire dressings and a whole slew of other products. So look for that coming out on my channel. And make sure you subscribe to either my podcast or my YouTube channel so you can get first alerted of those videos when they come out. Thanks for watching. Catch you on the next one. See ya.